堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes.
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello.I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。今天 Tate 女士和 Crane 先生会面，要谈的是 Crane 先生的公司可以通过哪三个来源融资，也就是筹集资金。首先，不同类型的银行当然能提供贷款，然而也能通过合资经营取得资金。合资经营的英文是 joint venture， joint venture， joint is spelled J-O-I-N-T， venture is spelled V-E-N-T-U-R-E。Tate 女士将要逐一权衡这几种资金来源的利弊。她今天先从商业银行谈起。商业银行用英文说是 commercial bank， commercial bank， commercial is spelled c o m m e r c i a l。好，我们听他们谈可能通过哪三种来源取得资金。
Let's look at some potential sources of funding for your company.
Well, the bank I use for my commercial account wants me to submit a loan application.
A commercial bank is one funding source. Two others we might consider are investment banks and joint ventures.
Let's look at the commercial bank first. I mean, I already have a relationship with them.
And that's a big advantage.
Sure, they know my track record.
You can use your past relationship to build rapport and establish an ongoing relationship.
I like working with them. They've gotten me through a few rough spots.
我们再听一次 Tate 女士首先提出了什么要点。
Let's look at some potential sources of funding for your company.
他提出了他们今天要讨论的题目，公司的资金来源，也就是 potential sources of funding. Potential sources of funding. Source is spelled S-O-U-R-C-E. Funding is spelled F-U-N-D-I-N-G. 他提出的是总题目，接下来他俩要谈具体细节。先听 Crane 先生说什么，但是得学两个短语。Commercial account, commercial account. Commercial account 是银行里的商业往来账户。Loan application, loanApplication. Loan is spelled L-O-A-N. Loan application 是贷款申请。再学个生词，提交。Submit. S-U-B-M-I-T. Submit.
Well, the bank I use for my commercial account wants me to submit a loan application.
他说他开有账户的银行要他提交贷款申请。 Tate 女士听了他的话，就提出第一种资金来源是商业银行。我们接着听他提出的三种资金来源。
A commercial bank is one funding source. Two others we might consider are investment banks and joint ventures.
他说商业银行是资金来源之一，还有两种是投资银行和合资经营。我们往下听 Crane 先生要优先考虑哪一种，为什么？
Let's look at the commercial bank first. I mean, I already have a relationship with them.
他建议先考虑商业银行，因为他已经和他们建立了关系。他用 I mean 来引出自己说明原委的话，我们再听一遍。
Let's look at the commercial bank first. I mean, I already have a relationship with them.
I mean 常常在对话中被用来引出自己的说明。假设你是 Crane 先生，你要进一步说明优先考虑商业银行的理由是
You already have a relationship with them.
那你就可以这样说。
Let's look at the commercial bank first. I mean, I already have a relationship with them.
现在请你根据我们说的理由，按照这个方式来说明你为什么优先考虑商业银行。说完了再对照一下我们提供的答案。
They already know you.
Let's look at the commercial bank first.I mean, they already know me.
They know your track record.
Let's look at the commercial bank first. I mean, they know my track record.
那么 ,Tate 女士对 Crane 先生能利用商业银行的现成关系有什么看法呢？ Crane 先生对这还有什么想法呢？
And that's a big advantage.
Sure, they know my track record.
Tate 女士也认为她和商业银行的既有关系是一个很大的有利因素。而经商有道的 Crane 先生相当清楚商场中业务关系深厚的重要性。他同时意识到银行有他公司的业绩记录，这更是有利因素。这里又有我们以前学过的短语 track record. Track record 是业绩记录。我们再听听 Tate 女士对老关系的看法，但是先要学个生词 ，rapport， R A P P O R T， rapport， 意思是融洽的关系，和谐的关系。
You can use your past relationship to build rapport and establish an ongoing relationship.
他认为他们能在过去交往的基础上建立融洽和谐的气氛，从而培养持续发展的关系。他话里的 ongoing 意思是持续发展的或者持续不断的。我们接着听 Crane 先生说他为什么喜欢和这些银行合作。
I like working with them. They've gotten me through a few rough spots.
他说我喜欢和他们合作。他们曾经帮我度过几次难关。他用了一个习惯用语 ,get me through a few rough spots, 意思是帮我度过几次难关。这是个商界常用的习惯说法。接下来我们要再听一遍他俩的这段讨论，并且考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
What are three possible sources of funding?
Let's look at some potential sources of funding for your company.
Well, the bank I use for my commercial account wants me to submit a loan application.
A commercial bank is one funding source. Two others we might consider are investment banks and joint ventures.
Let's look at the commercial bank first. I mean, I already have a relationship with them.
And that's a big advantage.
Sure, they know my track record.
You can use your past relationship to build rapport and establish an ongoing relationship.
I like working with them. They've gotten me through a few rough spots.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再对照一下我们说的答案。
What are three possible sources of funding?
Commercial banks, investment banks, and joint ventures.
Crane 先生基于以往的经验而对商业银行有好感。Tate 女士接着要从专家的角度来解释和商业银行进行财务协作的有利因素。我们继续参加塔连的讨论，请边听边想这个问题：为什么和商业银行进行财务协作相当有利？
commercial banks are good to work with.
Why so?
Once you've established a line of credit...
Which we have.
Once you've established it, you're eligible for a short-term loan.
That's a big plus right there.
You bet. You never know when you might wind up short on cash.
I've been down that road before.
Kate 女士承接刚才谈话的中心，再次指出，商业银行是理想的财务协作伙伴。我们接着听她进一步说明原因。先学个短语 ，line of credit，line of credit，line of credit 是信贷限额，也就是银行为客户制定的借贷上限。我们听 Tate 女士怎么说。注意它句首的 once 是什么意思
？Once you've established a line of credit，
这里的 once 相当于一旦或者在什么之后立刻怎么样。Tate 女士要说明，一旦确立了信贷限额，就会如何如何。但是 Crane 先生马上插进来了，我们听他说什么
？Once you've established a line of credit，
which we have。
Crane 先生表示，他们已经确立了信贷限额。我们听 Tate 女士说完没说完的话，里面有个生词 ，eligible，e l I g I b l e，eligible， 意思是有资格的，够条件的。
Once you've established it, you're eligible for a short-term loan.
他说，你一旦确立了信贷限额，你马上就有资格得到短期贷款。他提到的 short-term loan 就是短期贷款。这里的 term 跟上次学到的 term 不同，它指时期，不是条件。我们听听 Crane 先生的反应。
That's a big plus right there.
他说，那就是个很大的有利因素。他用 plus。表示有利因素或者有利条件。Tate 女士同意她的看法吗
？You bet. You never know when you might wind up short on cash.
You bet. 在日常会话中常用来表示对方说的对。她说对了，你难以预料什么时候手头可能会现金短缺。她在这儿用了两个习惯用语 ：wind up, wind up。Wind is spelled W-I-N-D. Wind up 在这句话里的意思是处于某种境地。Short on, short on, short on 意思是缺少、短缺，就是 do not have a lot of. 我们来练习应用 short on， 请听了我们说的情况以后。用 short on 来复述这个情况，说完了再和我们的说法对照一下。
We don't have a lot of cash.
We're short on cash.
We don't have a lot of credit.
We're short on credit.
We don't have a lot of financial partners.
We're short on financial partners.
We don't have a lot of money.
We're short on money.
我们回到他俩的讨论中来，听听 Crane 先生有什么想法。
I've been down that road before.
他用了习惯说法 have been down that road， 意思是有过那样的经历。他是指自己曾经有过资金短缺的时候。接下来我们要再听一遍他俩的这段讨论，并且考虑这个问题的答案是什么。
Why are commercial banks good to work with?
Commercial banks are good to work with.
Why so?
Once you've established a line of credit,
which we have,
once you've established it, you're eligible for a short-term loan.
That's a big plus right there.
You bet. You never know when you might wind up short on cash.
I've been down that road before.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再和我们的回答对照一下。
Why are commercial banks good to work with?
Short-term loan availability.
去商业银行贷款确实有不少好处，但是也有些不利因素，这就是他俩接着要谈的内容。好，请你跟他们一起研究在商业银行贷款的不利因素吧。
Is there a disadvantage of borrowing from a commercial bank?
Generally, it costs more. Commercial banks have a higher interest rate.
So the disadvantage is a higher interest rate?
Yes. There's a higher cost of funding with commercial banks.
I can't handle a high carrying cost.
Well, talk to your bank. Negotiate a lower rate.
They might work out something.
Sure. They want to keep you as a customer.
Crane 先生请教 Tate 女士什么问题呢？ Tate 女士怎么回答她？
Is there a disadvantage of borrowing from a commercial bank?
Generally, it costs more. Commercial banks have a higher interest rate.
Crane 先生问 Tate 女士，向商业银行借贷的缺点是什么？ Tate 女士告诉她，总的来讲，在商业银行贷款费用比较高，因为商业银行的利率比较高。利率的英文是 interest rate, interest rate。我们再听一遍 Tate 女士的话，并且听听 Crane 先生怎么样复述她的话。
Generally, it costs more. Commercial banks have a higher interest rate.
So the disadvantage is a higher interest rate.
Crane 先生重复 Tate 女士的解释，向商业银行借贷的缺点是利率比较高。我们听 Tate 女士继续说明向商业银行借贷的不利因素以及 Crane 先生的反应。这里要再学一下 funding 这个词，它作为动名词的意思是提供资金或者获取资金。
Yes, there's a higher cost of funding with commercial banks.
I can't handle a high carrying cost.
Tate 女士说，从商业银行借款费用比较高。Crane 先生说，他们可应付不了大笔的贷款利息。他话里的 handle 含义是应付或者对付。Carrying cost 在这儿指借贷资金需付的利息。这可怎么办呢？
I can't handle a high carrying cost.
Well, talk to your bank. Negotiate a lower rate.
Tate 女士为 Crane 先生指出解决办法。跟银行商谈降低利率。Crane 先生认为这个行得通吗？
They might work out something.
这句话里的 work out something 意思是商谈出某种结果来，所以他是说跟银行商谈降低利率可能会有结果。再听一遍这句话。
They might work out something.
Tate 女士对谈判结果有不同的看法吗？
They might work out something.
Sure, they want to keep you as a customer.
Tate 女士肯定谈判会有结果，因为银行想留住顾客的愿望使他们乐意和 Crane 先生的公司商谈。我们再听一遍他的话。
Sure, they want to keep you as a customer.
再听一遍 Tate 女士刚才是以什么方式提出劝告和建议的。
Well, talk to your bank. Negotiate a lower rate.
他用了两个祈使句来提出劝告。Talk to your bank. Negotiate a lower rate. 其实还可以用 work out 来代替 negotiate. 所以下面两句话的意思一样。
Negotiate a lower rate with the bank. Work out a lower rate with the bank.
下面请大家再听一遍他俩的这段讨论，并且考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
What is the disadvantage of commercial bank funding?
Is there a disadvantage of borrowing from a commercial bank?
Generally, it costs more. Commercial banks have a higher interest rate.
So the disadvantage is a higher interest rate?
Yes. there's a higher cost of funding with commercial banks.
I can't handle a high carrying cost.
Well, talk to your bank. Negotiate a lower rate.
They might work out something.
Sure. They want to keep you as a customer.
接下来请回答下面的问题。答完了再对照一下我们的答案。
What is the disadvantage of commercial bank funding?
A higher interest rate.
最后我们要从头至尾再听一遍他俩今天的全部讨论，让你有机会再复习一次学到的词句。
Let's look at some potential sources of funding for your company.
Well, the bank I use for my commercial account wants me to submit a loan application.
A commercial bank is one funding source. Two others we might consider are investment banks and joint ventures.
Let's look at the commercial bank first. I mean, I already have a relationship with them.
And that's a big advantage.
Sure, they know my track record.
You can use your past relationship to build rapport and establish an ongoing relationship.
I like working with them. They've gotten me through a few rough spots.
Commercial banks are good to work with.
Why so?
Once you've established a line of credit...
Which we have.
Once you've established it, you're eligible for a short-term loan.
That's a big plus right there.
You bet. You never know when you might wind up short on cash.
I've been down that road before. Is there a disadvantage of borrowing from a commercial bank?
Generally, it costs more. Commercial banks have a higher interest rate.
So the disadvantage is a higher interest rate?
Yes. There's a higher cost of funding with commercial banks.
I can't handle a high carrying cost.
Well, talk to your bank. Negotiate a lower rate.
They might work out something.
Sure. They want to keep you as a customer.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。今天要聊的话题是怎么样问别人满意不满意。
Can I ask how you feel about your new computer?
Well, to tell you the truth...
他想知道顾客是否满意那架新电脑。
Can I ask how you feel about your new computer?
这是个不带倾向性的问题，他这样说并不诱导对方做肯定或者否定的答复。再听一遍。
Can I ask how you feel about your new computer?
在电话里或者当面征求顾客意见的时候，往往会用类似的问题。他是这样引出问题的。
Can I ask?
这是彬彬有礼的问法。可以用来问可能涉及隐私的问题，而被问的人也可以这样说。
No, I don't want to talk with you.
然而这个问题却打开了刚才那位顾客的话头。
Well, to tell you the truth.
听得出他似乎对那个电脑不满，他也许马上要列举让自己不喜欢的各种原因。还可以用别的方式来询问别人是否满意。
Are you happy with your computer? Are you satisfied with your computer?
这两个问题都委婉地引导对方做出肯定，然而也并不意味对方就不能表示不满意了，只是问的人期望得到肯定的回答。那么，要是那样问呢？
Have you had any problems with your computer?
他希望了解具体情况，当然要是没问题，那就意味着对这家电脑满意。也可以这样问。
Do you have any questions about your new computer?
这是更加婉转的问法，但是对方的回答却能说明顾客满意不满意。还有另一种问法。
Would you buy the same computer?
这是在做假设，要是你还要买电脑的话，你会买同样的货色吗？顾客的回答当然能显示他对这家电脑是否满意。
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lucky 和我邀请各位再来参加我们的下次会谈。到时候 Tate 女士和 Crane 先生要商讨向商业银行或者投资银行贷款各有什么利弊。我是伟伟， 这个节目由 Lucky 博士编写，微微改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。谢谢收听，我们下次再见。